You probably knew it had a good idea. You and Cambridge were going to be, you know, two of the teams that come right down to it and by a point. And it was a battle for that top spot, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was. And going into it, I knew there'd be two or three teams that would be really close, but that was a pretty close match. That was 1 point what separated us, and we didn't get that till the last, I believe, three matches is what helped us out on that deal.
And the first time in Hitchcock County Falcon wrestling history, your RPAC Conference Champions, first time ever, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. 2 years ago, last year, I think we placed fourth down there last year, and first time ever in school history, we was able to seal the deal, and that was good for the kids. That was fun, and that was good for the kids. That was really good.
9 medalists and 3 champions. Wow, that's, I mean, from top to bottom, the kids really came through, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. You know, I was kind of worried going into that because practice-wise, hey man, 2 weeks ago was the first full week of practice we've had. And then last week we're going into conference, and we had snow days there Wednesday and Thursday, and we weren't able to practice. So we was able to practice there 2 weeks last week, and I was kind of nervous. And I knew I'd have some kids that would be able to go down there and compete well, and I was kind of nervous about some of my younger kids because I know I got some younger guys that they just can't sit for 2 days and then go to a big tournament like that and wrestle well, but they did. I was anxious to see how they would compete, and I thought they did very well.
I know your home quad got canceled or postponed, Blake. Is there any way, shape, or form you guys can make that up?
Yeah, we're going to make it up. We're going to go this coming Thursday. We're not able to get Cambridge down here, but we're going to wrestle Sutherland and Imperial there at home Thursday.
So just a triangular, but still, that's better than nothing, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's good for the fans, good for the kids to get a home tournament. I always want them to have a home tournament. You know, these seniors, and we're able to do that for them. So. Yep.
Let's talk about some milestones. You had some milestones, and nice to see those kids get 100 wins. And Tanner O'Brien, a senior in there, picked up his 100th win, didn't he?
Yeah, he was able to get that. He was able to get that there at RPAC, and I got another one that's Colin Gass, and he's knocking on that door, and he should receive that at our triangular. And yeah, it's fun to watch those kids. Tanner was the 5th one to receive it, and Colin should be the 6th one. And, yeah, more records, more good time.
And for Keegan Schuler, a 3-time RPAC champion, that 3 out of the 4 years, that's pretty darn good.
Yeah, we were talking about that. I didn't even realize, realize it until on the way home, we were going over things, and I realized he'd won it 3 times. That's kind of a big accomplishment for him, winning it 3 times in a row like that. So, that was good for him.
And all 3 of your big guys, 82, 95, and heavyweight, all first-place medalists.
Yeah, they wrestled good. I was really shocked. I was kind of nervous going into that tournament, how we would answer to some of those matches, because some of those matches were pretty tough. And not being able to practice, we're just getting nervous going forward. We need that consistency of practices, and I thought they wrestled well. We had quite a few 6-minute matches down there. Most of them went our way, some of them didn't. But, yeah, I thought the boys wrestled good.
You know, in your lighter weight classes, some of those guys, you had a couple of thirds and a runner-up and a couple of fourths in there, and those matter, no question about it. And I'm sure you're seeing improvement from those guys in the lighter weight classes, aren't you?
Yeah, we're seeing some of them lighter guys. The middle weight classes, you know, we got so many younger guys. We're 7 freshmen, and we got a few juniors and sophomores. But like my 126-pounder, I was a little bit nervous with him wrestling. He hadn't been able to practice all week last week due to being sick the first 2 days, and then we got snow cancellation, and he was runner-up there at 126, and I thought he wrestled very well for not being able to practice at all last week, and Blake Devitt down there at 113 performed pretty well for us, and Dylan Cole Morgan at 106. I believe he placed fourth or third there, and yeah, they wrestled very well for the amount of practices we've been able to have.
Getting down to the end of the regular season, Coach. I know you said your quad on Thursday, and then on Saturday you're going to head down to Arapahoe for what's, I'm sure, a pretty tough invite, isn't it?
Yeah. It's really flying this time of the year. It amazes me how fast time flies right now. We're already our quads this Thursday, like you say, and then Arapahoe. And Arapahoe is usually a tough tournament. There's not a lot of teams that go there, but the teams that go there and the wrestlers that are there are tough matches. And then the following week, we got Southwest, and then we're knocking on districts. So it's just flying by.
Well, the one thing is you're wrestling good, and you're staying healthy for the most part, knock on wood, right now, aren't you?
Yeah, we're staying pretty healthy. We haven't had no injuries. Thank goodness for that. We had some sickness. We had quite a bit of sickness come through early, and we got that out of the way, and hopefully we just stay healthy and we start grinding and just start getting a little bit better shape going forward. And it's going to be anxious to see how we fall at district. Districts are going to be tough, but I think we'll match up very well.